Bird Flu is a rerun of the COVID playbook by Clayton J. Baker at brownstone.org. Bird flu can be very confusing. This is true because, as is so often the case with our government, those who claim to be trying to solve the problem are so-called public health and pandemic preparedness experts are actually the ones who created the problem. What is worse, they are actively seeking to perpetuate it. In this brief article, my goal is to explain what is happening with H5N1 bird flu in the clearest, most fundamental terms. I hope to make it so clear that all our elected officials can understand what is going on, and therefore can take action to stop it. The key to understanding the current bird flu panic is this. Bird flu is a complete rerun of the COVID script. There is just one twist. Last time, with COVID, the pandemic planning bioterrorists directly blackmailed us by taking away our civil rights, in order to coerce us to accept their unsafe and ineffective vaccines. This time, with bird flu, the pandemic planning bioterrorists are indirectly blackmailing us by targeting our food, in order to coerce us to accept more of their unsafe and ineffective vaccines into our food supply and those who supply it. Here is their playbook, learn it, and you can understand how to put an end to it. Let's review what happened during COVID. Over many years, bioweapons scientists, under the guise of pandemic preparedness, genetically manipulated a bat coronavirus to be both transmissible and virulent in humans. In other words, they created a bioweapon. Meanwhile, they also developed and patented technologies for vaccines against that same virus. In other words, they created the countermeasure to their bioweapon. In late 2019, the lab-manipulated coronavirus bioweapon, SARS-CoV-2, was leaked from a lab. While the countermeasure vaccines were rushed into production, public health authorities took advantage of the lab leak by denying its occurrence, while simultaneously coercing governments to impose lockdowns and other civil rights violations on the human population. To perpetuate the lockdowns, public health authorities performed indiscriminate PCR testing for the virus among the population, knowing full well this would generate countless false positives. The authorities used this excessive testing along with media-generated fear-mongering and governmental abuse of power to prolong the lockdowns and the civil rights abuses. The lockdowns and civil rights abuses were used to blackmail the population into mass acceptance of the vaccines into their own bodies, in exchange for a return to normal life. What is happening now with H5N1 bird flu? Over many years, bioweapons scientists, under the guise of pandemic preparedness, have genetically manipulated the H5N1 avian influenza virus to cross classes of animals and even become more transmissible to humans. In other words, they created a bioweapon. Meanwhile, they also developed and patented technologies for vaccines against that same virus. In other words, they created the countermeasure to their bioweapon. In early 2022, a lab-manipulated bird flu bioweapon leaked from the USDA Southeast Poultry Lab in Athens, Georgia. Multiple bird flu leaks have also occurred from other labs. While the countermeasure vaccines are being rushed into production, public health authorities take advantage of these lab leaks by denying their occurrence, while simultaneously coercing our government to impose mass slaughter of farm animals, creating food shortages for the human population. To perpetuate the mass slaughter and worsen food shortages, public health authorities are performing indiscriminate PCR testing for the virus among the animal population and farmers, knowing full well this will generate countless false positives. Authorities are using this excessive testing along with media-generated fear-mongering and governmental abuse of power to prolong the mass slaughter of farm animals and the food shortages. The mass slaughter of farm animals and resulting food shortages are being used to blackmail the population into mass acceptance of the vaccines in their food supply, in exchange for a return to normal life. This is not conspiracy theory. This is basic pattern recognition. The pandemic planners are operating just like a moderately competent, if unimaginative, high school football coach. If you run a play and it works, run it again. Keep running it until they stop it. How do we stop it? Here's how. End the brutal mass slaughter of poultry flocks immediately. This disgusting, death wish practice is directly analogous to the deadly and unconstitutional human lockdowns during COVID. It is also an act of biological terrorism. It traumatizes farmers, wastes resources, creates food shortages, is inhumane in the extreme to animals, and does nothing to stop the virus. Let the flocks develop natural immunity. Slaughtered flocks cannot develop natural immunity to a virus, just as locked down human populations cannot either. Sound familiar? End the indiscriminate PCR testing for bird flu in animals and humans immediately. A positive PCR test is like the proverbial grand jury indictment. You can get one on a ham sandwich if you try hard enough. Willy-nilly PCR testing creates innumerable false positives, which fuels the fear porn and hysteria, paralyzes decision-makers, and promotes population-wide blackmail. The USDA appears to be acting as a rogue agency. The USDA's leadership needs to be thoroughly reviewed and, well, culled. All those attached to the pandemic preparedness industry, and all those perpetuating the fear-mongering, irresponsible mass PCR testing, mass slaughter of animals, etc. must be immediately removed from the agency. They represent not only a threat to animals and the food supply but to President Trump's entire second term. The personnel at the CDC need a similar prompt and thorough overhaul. The CDC, while somewhat chastened by President Trump's executive order silencing HHS agencies, and benefiting from the departure of former director Mandy Cohen, is still led by Biden-era appointments whose past resumes raise serious doubt about their willingness to abandon the COVID-era pandemic planning model of public health. For example, Acting Director Susan Menares, PhD's bio shows multiple deep state connections to the pandemic preparedness industry. Should she remain at the CDC? The USDA Southeast Poultry Research Lab in Athens, Georgia, should be shut down and thoroughly investigated. The Kuoka Bird Flu Lab at the University of Wisconsin, which has been doing reckless gain-of-function research for decades, and which has had multiple lab leaks, should be shut down and investigated as well. Brooke Rollins, the new USDA secretary, needs to be fully briefed on H5N1 bird flu by honest experts who are not embedded in the pandemic preparedness industry. Individuals such as Merrill Nass, MD, and Peter McCullough, MD, and his team would both be excellent choices. President Trump should follow through on his 2024 promise to disband the redundant, Biden-created Office of Pandemic Preparedness and Response Policy, OPPR. Mr. Trump's instinct was correct then, and it remains correct now. The $590 million bird flu vaccine development contract to Moderna that the Biden administration approved a couple of days before President Trump's inauguration should be canceled. The USDA's reported conditional approval of a bird flu vaccine with Zoetis should be canceled. Bird flu vaccination in poultry flocks has been demonstrated in other countries to select for more virulent strains. Furthermore, the CEO of Zoetis has close ties to Pfizer, BlackRock, and the Gates Foundation, all well-established bad actors during the COVID era. Beware, Mr. President. The pandemic preparedness racket isn't as complicated as it seems. Once one comes to terms with the fact that the arsonists are running the fire department, as they have been demonstrated by DOGE to be doing in so many other areas of government as well, we can recognize what is actually happening and apply the necessary solutions.